An increase in the number of women in the military has led to a change in the care the Syracuse VA Medical Center needs to provide. Medical Director Dr. Jim Cody knows.
There's a theme in the VA, but it resonates here at the Syracuse VA, that not every GI is a Joe.
The new Women Veterans Wellness Center area is enlarged, separate from the other services at the VA, and able to be more private. Along with primary care, there will be gynecological, mental health, and pharmacy services. Dr. Harbinder Graywall says combining inpatient, outpatient, and transition services has led to better health outcomes. She notes almost a third of their patients have experienced military sexual trauma that the center can help treat.
Many of them never ever disclosed it. The first time they talk about it is to us. VA has been very open about it. We want to offer them the best services. In fact, if our patients were inactive at that time, in the sense they were in the Guards, but they were not actively in duty, but they suffered from military sexual trauma, they will be offered services.
That can include physical injury, mental health treatment, and resultant medical conditions such as anorexia or depression. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's campaigned for more attention to military sexual assault, helped dedicate the center.
This is an excellent facility, and I hope more VA hospitals around the country see Syracuse and use it as their model.
The Women's Wellness Center is open to all women veterans and treats almost 1,000 women currently. Chris Bolt, WAER News.